This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. How this economy's feeling right now, we're approaching the end of month one of 2023, depends a whole lot on who you ask. Home builders will tell you things aren't great given the strains on the housing market. Airlines will tell you things are going so well they're struggling to keep up with demand. If you ask bankers, though, not the high-profile Wall Street types, but bankers all over the country who do business with small businesses every single day, it's kind of a mixed bag. In fact, the Federal Reserve reported last week lending activity is down in some parts of the country, but up in others. So Marketplace's Justin Ho got a couple of bankers on the phone to ask them what they are seeing.
At First Pacific Bank in Southern California, demand for loans has been pretty strong lately.
I did expect it to cool off a little bit with interest rates going up, but I think everyone's kind of taking that in stride.
That's Nathan Rogge, the bank's CEO. He says some business owners are borrowing now to lock in interest rates before they rise further, but others are borrowing to expand.
You're seeing retail, professional, wholesalers. They've all done pretty well, and they all across the board seem to think that there are some opportunities.
Rogge says some of his clients are hoping to purchase new equipment or vehicles. Others are even looking to buy new buildings. Overall, he says it's a sign that people are feeling optimistic about the economy.
Now, we'll see how long that lasts. And, you know, I do think that there's probably a tipping point, but we just aren't there yet.
Thing is, not every bank is seeing the same kind of optimism that Rogge is.
There's not much in the pipeline. Things have really kind of dried up here in the middle of January.
That's Chris Duncan, senior loan officer at LaSalle State Bank in Illinois, about an hour and a half southwest of Chicago. He says over the last few years, January has been a busy time for commercial lending. But this year, a lot of his clients seem hesitant.
I think that is a result of the interest rate increases, inflation, just general uncertainty in the market on the part of businesses and consumers.
Duncan says many business owners are concerned that consumers in his part of the rural Midwest might be particularly vulnerable to an economic downturn.
I think that's going to have a larger adverse impact on folks in smaller communities whose average income is lower. And they're having to pay the higher premium for these goods now because of inflation.
In fact, Illinois and some states in the Northeast have lost population in recent years, says Charlie Daugherty, an economist with Wells Fargo. He calls this affordability migration, and it's not just about the price of goods.
People are looking for lower real estate costs, and that is spurring them to move to different parts of the country where they may find that.
And as people move, he says, businesses follow them, especially since employers are struggling to find workers.
So you have this multiplier effect where population growth begets employment growth, which begets economic growth.
That's been happening a lot in the Southeast. Dominic Miartin is CEO of Optus Bank in South Carolina. He says consumer demand in his region is strong.
We see everything from new restaurants pop up on Main Street, increased manufacturing. We're seeing travel and tourism going strong.
As a result, Miartin says businesses want to borrow.
Businesses are growing. Businesses are looking for credit. They're looking for funding to finance inventory. They're looking for fundings to buy real estate.
Miartin says his clients have been asking him a lot of questions about interest rates. Will they fall in the future? Should they take out a loan with a fixed or variable rate? Miartin says the bank itself has been asking its clients a lot of questions, too.
Have they been in that business for a long time? Have they managed through the last recession? Do they know how to navigate those challenges?
But so far, Miartin says, he hasn't seen any signs that he should be concerned. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.